I joined Amnesty International because they had a special offer on. Buy one, set one free.
Amnesty's Secret Comedy Podcast. Live from Edinburgh with Susan Kalman.
Hi, I'm Susan Kalman, and I'm going to be your host for Amnesty's Secret Comedy Podcast live from the underbelly at this year's Edinburgh Festival. I'm sitting in Ermyntrude, the venue, getting ready for our twice-weekly show, bringing a mixture of chat, discussions, sketches, songs, and brand new stand-up comedy. Amnesty has a long-standing link with comedy. Comedy is freedom of expression. Freedom of expression is a human right, and Amnesty stands up for human rights. Whether it's the Secret Policeman's Ball, Stand Up for Freedom, or this, Amnesty's Secret Comedy Podcast, we want to make you laugh, make you think, and hopefully make you take action. Right now, we're going to get stand-up from Reginald D. Hunter, Shappy Kersandi, and Tim Key. We're going to find out from John Bishop, Jason Manford, Adam Hills, and Jason Byrne the most outrageous things they've seen at the Edinburgh Festival. And we'll be delving deep into the Amnesty archive to bring you some Russell Brand and a sketch from Monty Python. Yes, the Monty Python! But now, for something completely different.
I'm going back to Georgia in September, and my friends back in Georgia are constantly asking me about Britain. Constantly, just, you know, first thing they ask you, a lot of white people. A lot of white people over there, a lot of white people, ain't it? A lot of white people, a lot of white people. Man, this is where they make white people, man. It's like white people's Africa.
I am a female Iranian stand-up comedian. The other act backstage, they're all calling me the box ticker. I rang up my granny in Iran, and she's very worried because she's building an extension to her house, and she's worried that she'll end up with an extension but no house. Possibly not the most powerful anti-war argument you've ever heard, but builders in Tehran are pricey. There are no Polish people. If you're wondering if that joke is politically correct, it's fine. I checked with my cleaner.
This next poem is genuinely, it's a bit more serious. I'd like to do this one without the music if I may, Jamie, which I may. It's a bit more somber. Strap in. Wear a pair of jeans, she said again, holding up the Wranglers. No, Eva. Well, go on, wear the jeans. No, Eva. But I just think, since I've bought the jeans, it'd be nice for me anyway to see you in them. No, Eva! I look a bloody Birkin jeans! Bloody Binham! Hitler stormed out.
Political correctness, the white Africa and Hitler. It could only be Edinburgh in August. Last time we were here, we asked comedians to tell us the most outrageous thing they've seen at the festival, and boy, there are some stories to tell. We start with Jason Byrne.
There was a group of Australian girls that were here doing a sketch group, and one of them used to be in a circus, and they rigged up a trapeze in Leighton Live, and she drank a pint of water, and then she puts an empty pint glass on the ground. She gets up into a trapeze and pees into the pint glass and fills it. You know what I mean? That stuff that you just don't see anymore.
It's me, Jason Manford. I would say it's got to be an act called Ian Cognito, who closed his show by putting a firework up his backside and then lighting it, and it went off. He was naked as well.
I'm John Bishop. I've seen people strip themselves completely naked. I've seen everything from wrestling that was a bit of fun turn into a big brawl. I've seen everything.
Hello, I'm Adam Hills.
I'm trying to think of the most outrageous things I've seen in Leighton Live, and unfortunately they're all things I've been involved in. Let's see, Brendan Burns taking off my artificial foot and then blowing the stump. Scott Capurro urinating on someone's jumper. To think that somewhere someone's being locked up for saying a few things about the government, and then here you've got people fellating amputees, urinating on jumpers, and the crowd are going, hurrah, take it further.
Blowing the stump. Yes, he said, blowing the stump. This year sees the return of the annual Critics versus Comics football game. Mark Watson will be the captain of the comics team, and he'll be looking to settle the score after the critics had a massive win last year. In 2010, Rob Rouse led the comics to victory, and he shared his tactics with us.
I believe that you can get through on passion alone, hair ruffling and bottom patting. There'll be a lot of that in my team. That's how we're going to keep ourselves motivated. And I'm going to pick Mavericks, a team of Mavericks. There'll be no training. I'll be encouraging my players, if they smoke, to smoke on the pitch. If they drink, they will drink on the pitch. If they take exotic substances, they will be doing that. If that's how they're happy playing, that's how my team will hit the pitch.
Hair ruffling, bottom patting, smoking and exotic substances. Well, it worked for Rob Rouse. Will Mark Watson choose a similar winning tactic? We'll catch up with him in a future podcast to find out. I'm Susan Kalman, and this is Amnesty's Secret Comedy Podcast, live from this year's Edinburgh Festival. To find out more, visit amnesty.org.uk/edfest, or if you'd like to get a free ticket for one of our live recordings, then visit the Fringes box office. Thanks a lot for listening. Before we go, here's Russell Brand and Monty Python doing their bit for Amnesty International. Make sure you do yours.
I want to talk to you about the sun and that a bit, really, you know, because I like the sun a bit, right? I've read it all my life, and I sort of have an odd relationship with the Sun newspaper. I kind of think of it as a friend, but do any of you have a friend that you, like, fucking hate? You know, that's infiltrated your life and he's trying to surreptitiously make you be a bit racist with the offer of a £1 day trip to France? Come on, it's all right. £1 day trip to France, it'll be well, all right. It'll be pugger. There's too many asylum seekers coming in the country. What? No, I'm just saying, £1 day trip to France, it'll be pugger. Say something about asylum seekers. I fucking never. Here, come on, do a Sudoku. Be fucking brilliant. Thank you. Oh, cheers, nice. I weren't pausing for applause there. I am not a needy man. But thanks, you know. Cheers, appreciate it. Ain't chastising you nor nothing. Also, the sun, it sort of lives on its chief currency is, of course, the pun, right? From today, I've seen David beckoned because his name is Beckham and he's been beckoned back into the international fold. My favourite pun ever from the sun, right? You know, like George Tarkey, he plays Mr. Sulu in Star Trek. He come out as being gay, right? And it was all like the article was really compassionate and sensitive. Oh, it's a brave decision for him to come out as being gay. Oh, Mr. Sulu and that, let's all support him being gay and that. Let's get right behind it, be nice to him and everything. And the headline was, "Beam me up, Botty." The compassion was undermined.
I wish to register a complaint. Hello, miss. What do you mean, miss? I'm sorry, I have a cold. I wish to make a complaint about this parrot, what I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique. Oh, yes, The Norwegian blue.
The Norwegian blue.
What's wrong with it? I'll tell you what's wrong with it, my lad. It's dead. That's what's wrong with it. So it is.
Amnesty's Secret Comedy Podcast, live from Edinburgh with Susan Kalman.
Amnesty's Secret Comedy Podcast is brought to you by Amnesty International. Please subscribe to this feed to get all our future episodes. If you're in Edinburgh, come along to the show, live at 1 p.m. in the Underbelly on Bristow Square, every Monday and Tuesday throughout August.